You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Yesterday at the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors, Calaveras County Public Health Officer Dr. Dean Kaleda gave an update via Zoom. Here are edited portions of Dr. Kaleda's presentation.
Hi, this is Dr. Kaleda. So as of today, California has confirmed 131,000 cases of COVID-19 with 4,653 deaths. Calaveras County has confirmed 19 cases now with no deaths. So since we met last as a board and you received an update, the 15th case was reported on Tuesday, May 26th in an older adult male residing in Valley Springs who was admitted to a hospital intensive care unit in critical condition. Calaveras Public Health was able to assist the hospital in obtaining a life-saving drug for the treatment of critically ill COVID-19 patients. The individual was subsequently recovered and has been discharged from the hospital. Obtaining this drug was through the mutual aid system activated as a direct result of Calaveras County having an active local health emergency in effect. This is an example of the importance of maintaining our local health emergency declaration until the pandemic subsides. The 16th case was reported on Wednesday, June 3rd, in an adult female residing in San Andreas. This led to a public health contact investigation, which we do on all of these cases, and subsequent diagnosis of an additional two cases in household contacts, an adult male and infant. None of these cases among the identified household contacts have required hospitalization. The infant was in child care, and several contacts have been identified requiring quarantine and testing in the child care setting. No additional cases have been identified surrounding those particular individuals. The most recent 19th case was identified through the new OptumServe test site at the Frogtown Fairgrounds in Angels Camp on Friday, June 5th, in an adult female residing in Angels Camp. Calaveras Public Health staff's investigating this most recent case to determine any possible source of infection and to quarantine and monitor any close contacts to prevent community transmission. As most of you are aware, Calaveras County has applied for and been granted variance by the state to move into the more accelerated stage 2 of the governor's 4-stage roadmap to reopening the activities suspended as part of the community mitigation efforts to quell the outbreak. Beginning on Friday, June 12th, the state will begin moving into stage 3 of reopening as long as the local health officer believes the data on local disease occurrence and the healthcare system locally can support relaxation of mitigation activities. So the following entities can reopen in variance counties, such as Calaveras is, with modifications on June 12th. Schools and school-based programs, restaurants, bars, and wineries, fitness centers and gyms, including public pools, campgrounds, RV parks, and outdoor recreation, again, including any pools that might be shared among a community like that, like a campground or RV park. Hotels, lodging, and short-term rentals. However, we need to reconcile with the state non-essential travel order, which still remains in effect. Movie theaters, film, TV, music production. They have to follow specific office workspace guidance. Movie theaters will need to limit capacity to 25% or no more than 100 moviegoers. Professional sports without a live audience. Family entertainment centers. This is a broad category that includes bowling alleys, miniature golf, batting cages, arcades, stuff like that. Zoos, museums, galleries, and aquariums. Nail salons have been excluded from what's being permitted to move forward. Not clear what the science is behind that, but that's the reality. Specific guidance is available that describes all infection prevention activities that businesses, schools, and other facilities are required to make in order to reopen safely. If we get the section about leisure travel clarified, we can essentially terminate my only remaining local health order, which is on short-term lodging and rentals. We should know that by the end of the week when this goes into effect on Friday. Further guidance pertaining to overnight camping and for allowing youth sports and practices will also be forthcoming by the state soon.
Thank you, Dr. Kaleda. Good morning, Kristen Stranger, Health and Human Services Agency. We have not seen specific guidance yet on overnight youth camps as well as youth sports. We know from the state that those will be addressed very soon. I also wanted to echo again what Dr. Kaleda said. One of our main priorities in public health this week is to really understand how the guidance that is speaking to leisure travel, which has been released for allowability of leisure travel for campgrounds and RV parks and hotels and motels and all of that, how that coincides with the existing stay-at-home orders. And so we will be working expeditiously to try to understand that, along with all of the other local health departments who are doing the same thing.
Mr. Garamendi.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Kristen, Dr. Kaleda, thank you again for your work, as always. I know you don't have a crystal ball, and things change daily, but we do have some major events coming up. 4th of July, for example. What's the crystal ball read for parades and other things, outdoor events like that?
Well, as a resident of McCollumy Hill, the 4th of July parade is very much an institution in our community. And I've participated in it for, you know, the last 12 to 15 years. Precautions against mass gatherings, however, are still very much in effect right now. Those types of gatherings, those types of community events are very high risk at this time for potential for transmission of coronavirus in our community. And we'll see what the specifics are about mass gatherings and large events like that when we get a little closer to the time. But my recommendation at this time is not to have large events like that taking place at this particular time and place in this pandemic.